Hey everybody, it's Mo Lucy, and today is March 9th, 2016. Had to think about it for a second. It's a Wednesday, and I was sort of scared because this morning, well, not really scared, but supposedly this morning there was supposed to be a lot of rain, and I was like, man, we're gonna get drenched on the way to school. But it didn't so happened to get any rain. We got it early this morning, I guess, because it's pretty wet outside. We didn't get any last night that I was aware of before I went to bed, so we must have got it somewhat early in the morning. And I checked my phone and it said the rest of the day is supposed to be just cloudy. So I'm like, well, good. I hope we don't get any rain on the way home from school. So, that was pretty nice. There's lots of birds. I'm not sure if you can hear it. I have my door open, so. Pretty nice morning. It's kind of muggy in a sense, but pretty nice. We're supposed to, like I think I said, supposed to get up to 60 today, so it'll be nice. I'm so happy to see the weather changing, because it's like, I don't know, living here in Michigan makes you kind of feel like you just left a basement, like you've been in the basement for hours, and all of a sudden you're, you know, seeing sunlight again or something, I don't know, but it's like this relief comes over you, like, oh my gosh, we got through it, so now at least from here on out till probably about September, October, it'll be pretty decent, and then once we get into November is when things start to go to the worst. I've never been a fan of winter, and I know a lot of people are probably thinking, well, why would you move to Michigan then? I'm from here. I guess that's just why I came back here. And we remain residents of the state while my husband was in the military. So when we were going to start college, we kind of consider that because sometimes out-of-state tuition can be pretty crazy. So, but yeah, so we had the election yesterday here in Michigan. And the results are in, which I guess it was sort of an upset for Hillary Clinton because she was projected to win by like 20 points or something, and 20, 30 points, and she actually lost to Bernie Sanders, so it's like, that's pretty cool. I don't know, I'm kind of like annoyed with the whole election system here in this state, and also just in general, because, like, they have this thing now. It was something that was put forth with our, you know, wonderful dictator, Governor Snyder, but you used to be able to go in and you get a ballot, and it would have, you know, both Republican and Democrat and, you know, the Green Party, Libertarian, all the other third party on there. And you would just choose on the ballot what you would want. You know, like, we want a Democrat or Republican, and then if you wanted a Democrat or Republican, then you would just choose, you know, whichever one it was that you wanted. And that was it. You put your thing in the big barrel or whatever it is, and that was it. So they changed it now to where you can't get a ballot like that anymore. So basically you go up to the person that who initially should have just issued you your ballot, and now you have to tell them which ballot you want. So you either get a Democratic ballot or a Republican ballot. So I just feel like it's sort of, you know, and then of course, if the person who's handing the ballots out is, you know, kind of biased against one candidate or something, you know, then I've heard people say that they kind of got like nasty looks. And unfortunately, one man, apparently his in-laws didn't realize he was a Democrat, and they were running the polls, and they were from, you know, they were within the Republican Party, they supported the Republican candidate, so when he had to go up and ask for his ballot and say Democrat, you know, I'm sure that created an interesting conversation, but apparently they had these, like, shocked looks on their faces, and I don't know, I just don't like that. I think that creates ridiculous problems, and last time I checked, we have, supposedly, have the right to a secret ballot, so that doesn't really allow us to have the right to a secret ballot, because you could tell somebody, you know, the reason why they started the secret ballot system is because employers would actually take their employees, like, you know, the higher-ups, the managers back in the day years ago would take their employees to the ballots or, to the polls and watch over them and make sure that they were voting for the candidate that they wanted them to vote for. And so we instituted this program in America, at least I thought we did, for the right to a secret ballot. So that doesn't allow somebody to have the right to a secret ballot, because what if your boss is standing next to you in the line or something? You know, I don't like that. I don't like that system at all. I think it's horrible. And then there was an issue yesterday, which I think is just really unfortunate. I believe it was in Kent County, which is over on the west side of the state. People were going to the polls and asking for the Democratic tickets, and they were like, oh, we're out, you'll have to come back in 2 hours. So it's like, you wonder how many of those people, that was the only slotted amount of time that they had to vote. Maybe they couldn't come back in 2 hours. Maybe they worked second shift, so I don't like that at all. It's just stupid. And then the other issue that I really find troubling about this whole election process, and I'm not sure if other countries run their system similar to, like, what we're doing here, but I don't understand, like, they have the same states each year, like, in the same order. So we have Iowa, we have New Hampshire, you know, and then we have, like, the Super Tuesday thing. You know, there's a couple here and there in between. And then last weekend we had Maine and, was it Kansas, Nebraska? So I just don't think it's fair that a few states get to choose who the candidates are, because basically they vote, and then if they don't get elected or, you know, picked, then they drop out, you know. I don't think that's really fair, because if we were to have started the election in California, for example, or Oregon or Washington State or somewhere else that doesn't get to vote for a while, you know, would the candidates be different? So it's like we have a few states that are choosing our candidates, and it's not fair. And, you know, as of yesterday, I believe, because Mississippi was part of the yesterday's thing, I don't think there's any more southern states. So it's like, okay, so the South gets to vote first. We haven't even, you know, any of the West hasn't had a choice yet at all. So it's like, I don't know, it just seems, this whole system seems rigged. I don't like the Electoral College system either. I think it should just go on the popular vote. So whoever gets the most votes wins. But unfortunately, that's not how the system goes, so I don't know. I guess it's just my thoughts on our electric. Why do I keep saying electric? Election process here in America. It doesn't make sense. And, you know, I don't know. I just don't think that we should have, and I don't, you know, I could understand, like, if they thought that, like, Iowa, for example, is the first to go. So if they represented the entire country, I could understand that, like, diversity-wise, but they don't. So it's like, how can you really put everything on Iowa, New Hampshire, in some of these other states? And why does the South get to go first? Like, why is all the South done, but yet, you know, nobody from the West? You know, it's almost like it's rigged. I don't think New York is what yet, California, Florida's coming up soon. It's like, I don't know. Anyways, I hope everybody's doing well, and I'll talk to you all later.